The end of the world, as it turned out, was nothing more than a collection of magnificent winter houses on Île des Chevaliers. When laborers imported from Haiti came to clear the land, clouds and fish were convinced that the world was over, that the sea-green green of the sea and the sky-blue sky of the sky were no longer permanent. Wild parrots that had escaped the stones of hungry children and Queen of France agreed and raised havoc as they flew away to look for yet another refuge. Only the champion daisy trees were serene. After all, they were part of a rainforest already 2,000 years old and scheduled for eternity, so they ignored the men and continued to rock the diamondbacks that slept in their arms. It took the river to persuade them that indeed the world was altered, that never again would the rain be equal. And by the time they realized it and had run their roots deeper, clutching the earth like lost boys found, it was too late. The men had already folded the earth where there had been no fold, and hollowed her where there had been no hollow, which explains what happened to the river. It crested, then lost its course, and finally its head. Evicted from the place where it had lived and forced into unknown turf, it could not form its pools or waterfalls and ran every which way. The clouds gathered together, stood still, and watched the river scuttle around the forest floor, crash headlong into the haunches of hills with no notion of where it was going, until exhausted, ill, and grieving, it slowed to a stop just 20 leagues short of the sea. The clouds looked at each other, then broke apart in confusion. Fish heard their hooves as they raced off to carry the news of the scatterbrained river to the peaks of hills and the tops of the champion daisy trees. But it was too late. The men had gnawed through the daisy trees until, wild-eyed and yelling, they broke in two and hit the ground. In the huge silence that followed their fall, orchids spiraled down to join them. When it was over, and houses instead grew in the hills, those trees that had been spared dreamed of their comrades for years afterward, and their nightmare mutterings annoyed the diamondbacks, who left them for the new growth that came to life in spaces the sun saw for the first time.